We begin now Be'ezus Hashem part 27 of our Tfilah Vaad series, and we begin one of the most important brachas, if we're allowed to call it that, the bracha of Hagidah. The bracha of Hagidah is the penultimate bracha in the Shmona Esra, the 18th out of 19, the bracha of Moedim. And the Gemara tells us that Moedim is the natural follow-on bracha after the previous one, which is the bracha of Avodah, in which we discussed the Avodah of the Karbonos. Again, if we could just request, please, everyone should be muted. Background noise is very interfering and disturbing. Or it's the host, Ravon, you know how to mute everybody? Okay, we'll continue.
Okay.
So having mentioned the Avodah...
I'm not the host, Ravon.
Right, okay, but I think everyone is muted now, it's fine. So because we have a pasuk that says Zeveach Toida Yechabdon Ani, it's a pasuk in Tehillim. Zeveach Toida, Zeveach of course means to slaughter. That's a reference to the Avodah of Karbonos, following which comes Toida, thanksgiving. So we first have the previous bracha Ritzei, in which we clearly said Vahoshe Veso Avodah, following which Moedim Anachnu Loch. Important of course to explain what is actually the connection. Why indeed is that the seder of events? First you have Avodah, and then you have the Inyan of Hagidah. And the answer is, and this is why this bracha is so fundamental, Avodah, we call Korbonos Avodah. What does it mean, the concept of Avodah? The Maharal, in his Sefer Nesivos Olam, explains. An Eved to a Rav, as we know, kol ma'ase kono eved, kono raboi. Everything that the slave acquires is automatically considered property of the master. The slave has no independent existence on his own right. That's why, yad eved ki yad raboi. Everything that he acquires goes automatically to the owner. The Eved has no independent metzias. When a person brings a korban, and as we know, the Mefarshim explained that the korban is in itself, as it were, a replacement for the person himself, what he's saying is, I'm offering myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or at least a replacement thereof. That's why it's called Avodah. And that is, of course, the entire Inyan of Tefillah. Tefillah is also called Avodah, Avodah Shebaleiv. What is davening, if not, but an expression of total dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's exactly what Avodah is. And indeed, as we know, the Tefillahs, Chazal tell us, are keneged the Korbanos. That is not just a turn of phrase, but rather an expression of the realization that Korbanos and Tfilah are one of the same, an expression of absolute dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once we have davened in the bracha of Ritzei for the Avodah, Avodah, as we just explained, is the absolute reliance and dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the inescapable conclusion, the obvious next step, is of course to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once you come to that realization that we are absolutely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every step of the way, every breath of our life, then of course, the next follow-up step must be, of course, I therefore thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that being the case. And that therefore explains the sequence of the brachos. That's what the Gemara means. First, you talk about Avodah, and then comes Hagidah Moedim Anachnu Loch. This bracha of Moedim is so significant, it is perhaps safe to say that it could be argued that it is in fact the most important bracha, or at least as important as the first bracha. How do we know that to be the case? The Shulchan Aruch tells us that you have to have kavana at least in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esra, and if you do not have kavana in the first bracha, essentially you have to daven again. Says the Ramah, a very painful to read Ramah, but that's what he paskens. The Ramah says nowadays we do not go back to daven that bracha again, because who's to say the second time round we will have kavana? We all struggle with kavana. The obvious question, and the Bi'ur HaHalacha asks it, that may well be the case, but how can you carry on davening then? If you are not yotze the first bracha because you didn't have kavana, it's all fine and well to tell me, don't repeat that because you won't have kavana second time round either, but how can you possibly continue with Shemoneh Esra? All of those brachas will be brachas levatala. Says the Mishnah Berurah, a phenomenal chiddush. When you come to the bracha of Moedim, that is as significant as the first bracha, and if you have kavana over there, then you are yotze your Shemoneh Esra. So not having kavana first time round in the bracha of Avos is actually not the end of the road. You have a second opportunity in the bracha of Moedim. Why is that the case? This is obviously the case. Because as we just explained, the whole concept of tefillah is that expression that we are absolutely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have none of our own existence. That all comes to the fore when we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the ultimate statement of absolute reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why it becomes the most significant bracha. In fact, as you will all have guessed, there is another remarkable parallel, of course, between the first bracha and the bracha of Moedim. What is that? Those are the two brachas that we bow down. And once again, the idea is, as we just mentioned, bowing down always represents hisbaklus. Hisbaklus means, again, this statement of, I am nothing. If you would look into the halacha, real bowing down, the bowing down that we get close to, for example, on Yom HaNoraim, when we literally prostrate ourselves on the floor, that of course represents this notion, flat out. We have no existence of our own. We are totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Hishtachavoya is. In fact, the Abu Dram translates, Moedim Anachnu Loch, we always thank Moedim as to thank. He translates Moedim as in to bow. He brings raya's that Moedim can mean to bow. But the truth is, it's not an altogether different translation. When you bow down, that is an act of avodah, which is, as we explained, the whole yesod of haidah. This is something that is so significant, so crucial. As we mentioned, it's the bracha that you have kavana that can literally save your whole Shemoneh Esra. But the Abu Dram points out that moedim is, of course, gematria 100. And this reminds us of the 100 times that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the day, the concept of Mea Brachos. So we don't limit our thanking to 3 times a day, it's actually 100 times a day. The expression Moedim Anachnu Loch, we always translate, I think, Moedim Anachnu Loch, we thank you. But if you think about it, it could actually be translated slightly different. Moedim Anachnu Loch means we are moedim, we are thankers. Not we are engaged in an act of thanking, but we are in essence thankers. That's what Klal Yisrael are. In fact, we are called the Yehudiim. Yehudi is translated as a Jew, but Yehuda is actually the translation, Hoida'ah, we are thankers. It's not just something we do, it's in fact something we are. We are the nation that appreciates. We are the nation that thank. It has been pointed out, in every language, there are several words for those concepts that are central to the culture behind that language. I've been told, apparently, I can't vouch for this, but I've been told that apparently in Italian there are several words for pizza. Apparently that takes center stage in their culture. I've been told also that Eskimos have a number of words for snow. If you're surrounded by snow, then snow is not a once a year inconvenience or fun for the children, which you have to have some word in your language for. You have to have several words because of the several types of snow that exist. Lahavdil elef havdolos, how many words are there in Loshon HaKodesh that we use to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Every Shabbos, Lahoidois, Lavorech, Lahalel, Lashabeach, Lafoir, Leroimim, Lahader, Laale, Lakales. We could translate them all as to thank, but that doesn't do justice to them. Each one of them expresses a different facet of thanking. But why do we need so many facets of thanking to be expressed? And the answer is because Moedim Anachnu Loch, because we are thankers. That is central to our culture. That is central to being a Yehudi, and therefore we need so many words to be able to capture the essence of every type of thanking. And what bigger proof can there be from the very first word we say when we wake up in the morning? A Jew wakes up in the morning, the first thing he says is, Moide Ani. Moide Ani. Again, that could be translated as, I thank, or Moide Ani, I am a thanker. That's how we begin our day. The story is told that Reb Chatzker Abramsky, the great Reb Chatzker Abramsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, once was in an hotel overnight, and he heard in the neighboring room, he heard somebody davening Maariv. The sounds came through the wall, and this Maariv went on for a long time. And whoever it was davening, was saying in a voice that could clearly be heard all the way to Reb Chatzker Abramsky's room, he was thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every little and every big chesed in his life. He thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving him health. He thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving him parnasa. He thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for each and every child. He thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving him seichel. And his Shmona Esra went on for a long time. When he left the hotel, he asked the receptionist, tell me, who was in the room that was next to mine? It turned out it was none other than the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. This is the way the Chofetz Chaim done it. Every Shmona Esra was an opportunity, not just to pay lip service, but to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every chesed that we are zeichah to on a daily and a minutely and a secondly and constant basis. It has been noted that when you begin this bracha, Moedim Anachnu Loch, a very strange phenomenon, because a few words later, what do we say? Noida Locha Unasaper. We've just said, Moedim Anachnu Loch, why must we thank twice? It is well known, the Yesoid, the principle that Rabbi Yitzchok Hutner was Machadish, and others also say the same. This particular Yesoid is very chaviv to me personally. I said this at my engagement at the Vort 21 and a half years ago. Rabbi Yitzchok Hutner said, Moedim, the word Moida, can actually be translated in two ways. We traditionally translate Moida as to thank. But we all know from Gemara, Moida can also mean to admit. Moida b'miktas, to admit. Is that a coincidence? That Moida means both to admit and to thank? It can't be a coincidence. Not in Lashon HaKodesh. Says Rav Hutner, phenomenal Yesoid. In order to truly thank somebody for having given something to you that you are lacking, by definition, what must precede it is an admission. I admit that there was something that I was lacking. I was unable to replenish that which was missing, and you were the one who helped me out. That's the introduction. Now I can move on and thank you for it. So every hoida'ah, thanksgiving, must be predicated on a prior admission. If you look very carefully in the bracha, Moedim anachnu loch, what do we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? Nothing. All we talk about is Sho'atahu Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Aviseinu Tzur Chayeinu. Moedim anachnu loch, Shoh with a shin means I admit that. Afterwards we say Noida Locho Nesaper Tenosecho Al Chayeinu. Now that I have admitted that you are the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you are the source of everything, you are the rock of my life, now I can move on to the next part, which is Noida Locho Nesaper. Now, having admitted, recognized that you are the source of all and I have nothing of my own, Noida Locho, now I can thank you Al for the following long list of chasodim. Very, very important yesod. Specifically, we begin Noida Locho Nesaper Tzelosecho Al Chayeinu. Of course, there is nowhere else to start but to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the very fact that we're alive, the fact that we have our health, the fact that we are breathing. We mentioned in an earlier Vaad something that I read very recently in the coronavirus period that we find ourselves in. Somebody was in hospital, seriously ill, having been infected by the coronavirus, and he was on a ventilating machine until he recovered in the United States of America. When he left the hospital, he was given an enormous bill, the invoice. Here, this is what it costs you, your stay here in the hospital. Upon which the patient burst into tears. The doctor said to him, don't worry, I know it's a large amount, but you can pay in installments, you don't need to cry about it. We're not insisting that you pay for it all immediately. The patient said, no, that's not what I was crying about. I was crying about the realization that if this is what it cost me, $10,000 to breathe on a machine for 2 or 3 weeks, how much does that cost me then to breathe my whole life? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given it to me for free. That's what I'm crying about. And that's really what we are recognizing over here. Yeah. Noida Locho Al Chayeinu. The fact that, do we really appreciate that we're alive? And we have our health, and we breathe from minute to minute. Va'al nishmaisenu hapakudois loch. Literally translated, our neshamais, which are, some translate as, deposited with you. When are our neshamais deposited with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Some explain. Obviously this means every night. Every night we deposit, as it were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our neshamah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's restored the next morning. I have an uncle in Gateshead, Dr. Shlomo Rutenberg, who once told me that he thinks the translation is different. And I've seen there are those who query this translation. I deposit my neshama with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at night. It doesn't say over here anything about nighttime. It sounds like it's something which is happening on a constant basis. So my uncle, Dr. Rutenberg, told me an alternative translation, a beautiful translation. Pekudos is from the Lashon Tafkid. The word Pekudos is not just a pikodoin, a deposit, Tafkid as in my job. What is my mission? My neshama is Pekudos, is charged loch for your service. That's what I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having the privilege, not just of being alive, but being alive with a mission. And not just any mission. We are charged with a mission for your service. That itself deserves the greatest thanks. Va'al nisecho shebechol yoy. The day-to-day miracles. What does that mean? I think we are all aware of the famous line in the Ramban. The Ramban at the end of Parashas Bo writes that when we are privy to large, open miracles, that's when we all of a sudden sit up and take note of the daily, constant, concealed miracles. We don't always recognize them. Occasionally we're reminded of them by the very large nisim. Va'al nisecho shebechol yoy, the nisim that we're zoichet to every moment that we're alive. We have a couple of doctors here with us in this vad, and they will tell us that every goof essentially is a miracle, but it survives from day to day. That's the nisecho shebechol yoy. As the Heilige Chassam Sofer points out, Hoidu la'ashem ki toiv ki lo'olam chastoi. When you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the toiv, you see the great chesed that you are the recipient of, you all of a sudden realize that actually, ki lo'olam chastoi. It's always, I'm always the recipient of chesed. Perhaps I only recognize it when it's open toiv. But if Hoidu la'ashem ki toiv, when you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the toiv, then you realize it's ki lo'olam chastoi. Ki me'olam kivinu loch. This is such an important line. Ki me'olam kivinu loch. The more we are misboining, the more we think about the chesed that we are zeichet to, the more we have bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we could be recipients of chesed from him in the future as well. For example, before every tefillah, we talk about Geulas Mitzrayim, Soimach Geula LeTefillah. The more we remind ourselves of nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us in the past, the more bitochein that injects us with to ask him for the future as well. We say at the end of this bracha, V'choyel HaChayim Yoiducha Selah. What does that mean, V'choyel HaChayim? So some translate as in V'choyel HaChayim, meaning all of mankind. But I saw today a different pirush. V'choyel HaChayim Yoiducha Selah means all of life. In all situations in life, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, it's very easy to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu when the going is smooth. When everything is just fine and dandy, plain sailing, it's easy to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When things are not so easy, when we get a jolt all of a sudden, are we able then to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'choyel HaChayim, all of what life has to offer, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me share with you the wonderful interpretation, we've mentioned this in other forums, of the Kotzker Rebbe. The Kotzker Rebbe once explained, the Gemara tells us that Nebuchadnezzar was capturing and conquering all before him, and he wanted to sing Shirois v'Sishbochois even greater than those of David HaMelech in Sefer Tehillim. A Malach came and flicked him on the lip, and he stopped. The simple translation is, we didn't want Nebuchadnezzar, as it were, to outshine David HaMelech, so the Malach put a stop to that. Is that fair? If you wanted to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let him do so. Said the Kotzker Rebbe, phenomenal pshat. The Malach did not stop him singing. But the Malach said to him, you think that you can sing in praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you can outshine David HaMelech? He flicked him on his lip. Does it hurt? Do you feel the pain? Now let me hear you sing. And he was unable to do that. Look through Sefer Tehillim. Sefer Tehillim was written by David HaMelech through all types of sorrows. Physical sorrows, spiritual sorrows, and amidst all of them, he was able, V'choyel HaChayim Yoiducha Selah, in all situations in life, he was able to thank HaKadosh, Baruch Hu. Nebuchadnezzar, it's very easy. When you're conquering all before you, and you're highly successful in battle, of course you can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't think for a moment that that's considered outdoing David HaMelech. When he was flicked on the lip, and it hurt, all of a sudden, he was unable to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as we mentioned before, and with this we'll conclude, the way indeed, it's of course easier said than done, the way that a person can indeed thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'shem shemavarchim al ha'toivah kach mevorchen al hara. How does a person get to this? And the answer is, even in the darkest moments, when things are difficult, if a person only stops to think to himself that I have been in the past and I am in the present amidst this difficulty, but I'm the recipient both in the past and now of so much chesed. If I concentrate on that chesed that I'm the recipient of even now, then I'll be able to truly thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu even when things seem to be tough. Let me just close with a remarkable line in the Maseilas Yesharim. The Maseilas Yesharim says, if a person would be mistakel means to ponder, to gaze, to think about the Roiv HaToivos, the abundance of chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, b'chol eis u'b'chol shor, from the moment he was born until now. Listen to the words he writes. Ein l'cha odom. Ein l'cha odom. There is no single human being. The Eza Matzav Sheyimtza. In any situation that he finds himself, whether he's poor or rich, whether he's healthy or sick, Shelo Yireh Niflo'ois V'Toivois Rabois V'Matzav. There is nobody who is unable, in any situation, to see the abundance of chesed that he is the recipient of right now. Even the poor man, he says, can look around him and see those who are in a more difficult situation than him. Even the sick person can see those who are more ill than him, etc., etc. As I mentioned, this is, of course, easier said than done. The one word trick is the hispoimenos. It has to be thought about. The person finds himself in a difficulty, paranosa-wise, health-wise, whatever it may be. To have complaints to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, of course, maybe an easy thing. Not so easy, unless it's done with hispoimenos, even now, not only in the past, but even in the darkness, there is light. If I may just quote my wife's great-grandfather, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rabbi Eliyahu Munk, who's a Rav in Paris, a chaver of several sforim. I know that he told his children, and I know my wife's grandmother, Lady Remington Jacobitz, always used to tell this, she used to be machazik, she was famous, hundreds and thousands of people, and she used to say in the name of her father, every Jew must, in every 24-hour period, look for the chinks of light, because they are always there. Sometimes we see the darkness, but if in every 24-hour period we try and concentrate on those little chinks of light, and we hang on to them, and we are moider to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we realize, moidim anachnu loch, this is our essence. Every situation in life, not just all of mankind, but all of life situations, there is what to thank for. How so? By being spoiling those chinks of light. If I don't have my health, I have my wealth. If I don't have my wealth, I have my family. If I don't have my family, etc., etc. It is those chinks of light that give us chizuk through those dark hours, so that eventually it will light up the darkness, and will forever be appreciative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chasodim. May we be indeed zeicher to work on this. It is not something that comes as a given, it takes avoda, it takes hispoimenos. But this bracha of moedim, which is so central, so significant, this is the act of avoda, the recognition that we are dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, everything he does for us is the toiv. If this is the bracha that we are able to concentrate in and be misvoinen in, then that is the truest fulfillment of our avoida of tefillah.